Et maintenant, c'est Dark Mysteries sur Art District avec Madeleine d'Est.
Welcome to Dark Mysteries, a book review show devoted to crime, mysteries, thrillers, and the dark side of human nature. I'm Madeleine Diaz. Join me as I talk about great books in the crime and mystery genre. Today's book is Never Look Back by A.L. Graylin, published by Hachette in 2019. Today's book is all about teenage killers, true crime podcasts, and lies. The Inland Empire Killers are legendary. Two teenagers, April and Gabriel, like Bonnie and Clyde, went on a killing spree through rural America in the 1970s before they died in a fire. Garrison is a true crime podcaster, and his latest story is closer to home than others. He received a tip-off that the once teenage killer April is still alive and living in New York State. Robin is a journalist as well, and when Garrison contacts her, she thinks it's about one of her stories. Instead, he wants to talk to her about her mother. He thinks that Robin's mother could be April. Now, Robin tells Garrison that he's mistaken, but then again, she knows little about her mother's life before she met her father. Then later that night, there's a tragic accident at her parents' home. An intruder kills her father and critically wounds her mother. As the police begin to investigate and long-held secrets worm their way to the surface, like why was the murder weapon registered to her mother? Robin begins to realise that perhaps she doesn't know her mother and father at all. Never Look Back is an expertly plotted thriller about family, secrets and determination. The characters are well-defined and fascinating, from Robin to Garrison to the mysterious mother and her long-lost friend Nicole. The story of Garrison's investigation and the search for April is interspersed with letters from April herself, written to her future daughter back in the 1970s, starting as an exercise for her English class, but a habit that April continued as her life with Gabriel dissolves from being a normal high schooler into a fugitive surrounded by violence and chaos. April tells her daughter her side of the story, her own fears, her own regrets, and her will to survive. Robin fears her husband is having an affair, but feels that her parents are her rock, so when she begins to doubt what they've told her, it completely rocks everything in her life. And on the other hand, Garrison is plagued with his own demons, a mother with substance abuse issues who couldn't look after him the way he needed, and yet Garrison pushes away his husband as well. Determination is a key theme of Never Look Back, the determination to keep a marriage together, to appear normal, to keep yourself from falling apart, and some of the characters are better at it than others. But the main question that threads throughout this book is whether April is still alive, and if so, who is she now? And Never Look Back kept me guessing right up until the end, as the story weaves one way, then another, and I tried to keep up and work out which character was April. And I changed my mind back and forth several times. So if you like taut, tense thrillers, true crime podcasts, complicated families, lies, and guessing right up until the last page, I recommend Never Look Back by A.L. Graylin. Thanks for listening to Dark Mysteries. If you have any feedback or want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrictradio.com. Or if you'd like to listen to past reviews, please go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. And until next time, happy reading.
C'était Dark Mysteries sur Art District, la chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Est qui nous vient directement d'Australie.